Jeez, guys.
So we're starting now.
Hi.
Because this is
and
what we do.
And hello.
Drink.
Every time, yeah. That's like the 16th time we've probably done it. We've only done 5 episodes.
This is punk.
Even though it's, I think, our 9th episode, right?
This is punk.
I think it's funny.
Skunk.
This is actually our 10th episode. What's up, guys? I'm Boston.
We're 10 years old, guys.
We're 10 years old.
Yeah, it is our 10th episode.
Yeah, it's 2.5.
Good job, guys.
It? Yeah, 2.5 months
You
now.
Know what that reminds me of? 10 years old. Have you ever seen the Rebecca Black one? And they do a parody of it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one where, like, they're doing some weird-ass movements, and then one guy's like, I'm 13-year-old at driving. And he's, like, in a fucking car, yeah. And the car just goes up a ravine. Rebecca Black parody is great.
Yeah. Super funny.
Yeah.
So, welcome, guys, to the Pre-Game Hooligans podcast.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! It's our 10th episode. Super stoked. We're doing stuff.
Well, we were just mentioning energy drinks and coffee because you guys apparently both need an energy drink, so.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking tired.
Mine is too strong. It's too much. And yeah. I haven't drinking NOS in so long.
You know, I was seriously drinking all fucking day long yesterday. I started drinking.
Well, you mean you were pre-gaming all day?
All day.
All night long. All day.
No, we went to the food lab. Got the Darth Mariachi tacos.
Yeah,
they were fucking bomb, dude. Crispy pork belly tacos with a salsa roja.
Salsa. So, was that the last word, dude? Was that last word?
Roja.
Red.
Yes, red. It was a red sauce. No, it was super super good. I enjoyed it. Me and my dad were just sitting there talking to the bartender over at Wilson's. Dude, we got.
Did they have a fence over their face?
No.
Or was it a volleyball?
Although that would be fucking volleyball.
That would be dope. That's a good idea.
I've always wanted to get one of those for like my backyard fence, like peeking over to my neighbor's
just
yard.
Put a Wilson up there?
Yeah.
And then put the volleyball next to him with the hands.
Do they make that? They should make those.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, well, I was like, that's a good idea.
They make cardboard cutouts or something like that?
No, like, they do, like, a little wooden cutout that you can screw onto your fence, and he's, like, peeking over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. I don't think that many people will get it.
No, nobody gets it anymore. Everybody else now would just think it's creepy.
Well, it was on TV, so I was just like, oh, I forgot the show.
Yeah.
I love the show. I'm actually trying to rewatch Family Matters, because I freaking love that show.
Is it the one with Urkel?
Yeah. Like, yeah, actually, to a point, like, you know, the beginning parts are a little hard to watch, but then, like, up to, like, I think the third or fourth season.
Yeah, I was watching that.
She is the third or fourth?
I was watching that, and I was...
A lot of them were just, like, based on the family and not so much Urkel-based.
Right.
Urkel's just a side character, but then they realized that the audience liked him.
Yeah.
And then they start really putting him into the show more often, so, like, he wasn't even supposed to be, like, a main character.
Oh, it's the same thing with, like, Andy Dwyer.
Exactly. Yeah,
he was only supposed to be in the first season.
Main character either. He became a main character, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because everybody loved him. Mm. And, like, with Daryl on Walking Dead, he actually had... originally auditioned for Merle, his brother.
Oh,
that would have been a bad fit. They did good.
So he originally auditioned for that. They ended up giving it to the guy who played him. But they liked his audition so much that they wrote Daryl.
Well, I mean,
just so that he could play.
They wrote the
character specifically so that because they wanted him on the cast that bad.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
That makes sense.
They did good. He's cool.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, fuck, nine fucking seasons later.
I'm only at like season 6.
Maybe. Nine seasons later. He's still.
I know, he's good. I'm not
he's
saying
still in it.
I think I'm in the same spot either.
I didn't give you a look. Crazy. You gave me a look like he's good. Just blank face. I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, and obviously, I'm sure you've seen the news that there's a lot of the main cast left the show.
Yeah. I don't keep up with like that stuff too much.
No. Well, me either.
I mean, it's not really a secret at this point.
Spoiler.
Yeah, I don't care. Like.
Just kidding.
If you don't know by now that people die in Walking Dead, then you're
something. Oh, yeah. Some of your most favorite characters.
It's like
die.
You're saying, oh, yeah, that guy died in Game of Thrones. It's like, yeah, he did. You know, or that girl, or whatever it is, you know? Everybody dies.
Like, the main characters, they didn't die, but they left the show.
Yeah.
So, like, they're just off doing something else now.
They can't just leave the show because they're under contract, right? They have to wait until, like, they have to at least make a, like...
Well, yeah, I mean, they got to wait till their
episode,
contract
like,
is
like,
done.
Oh, yeah, you know, you go walking that way and, like, pretend, you know, and that's it, we don't see you ever again.
That's kind of what happened.
That's what I'm saying, like, you know, like, they can't just be like, oh, yeah, they're gone, we'll mention it later, and then they'll go, oh, yeah, she died. Zombies attacked her.
Yeah, no, you know? No. And then, right now, they're doing the Whisperers. Ooh. Is the new villain right now. It's so, like they're in the comics. They're pretty sweet so far.
Have you read the comics?
No, not yet.
Dude, the comics are I mean, it's gonna be hard to like read them after watching.
I had them, but I had them, but I borrowed them from my brother, but I didn't get a chance to actually sit and go through all of it.
Is it the mayor? That's the guy's name, right?
Governor?
Yeah. Governor. The governor, yeah. His role is so much more intense in the comics.
Yeah.
Than the
fuck yeah. Yeah, because he chops off Rick's hand.
Well, you, despite all that, just like the how...
Oh, yeah. I remember everyone said they were mad. Like, after they saw it. Like, the episodes or something. Like, more was supposed to happen. Like, the books, everyone who knew the...
The books, It's way more intense.
Well, and then they spread out Negan's whole storyline into, like, three different fucking seasons.
I didn't like him.
I don't know who Negan
is. It was two or three seasons long.
Oh, the guy with the bat? Yeah, I haven't watched those yet. Yeah, Lucille. I haven't got to those part.
Yeah, you gotta catch up, man, because it's getting, like...
I will, but it's not on Netflix.
I know.
So good it is.
But not the new ones.
Oh, yeah, I
know. Well, not the brand new ones, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, it got a little... It kind of slowed down during the whole Negan era.
Oh.
But then this new season, like, I was excited again. Mm. I was just like, holy shit, like...
That happens to a lot of shows, though. Like, it has its little... Where it goes down. Yeah, like, it doesn't really...
That's how I feel about like Supernatural,
like,
too.
Well, like, yeah, that and Dexter. Dexter had that a lot. Like, it was, like, I think in the 6th or 7th season.
Yeah.
Where it went down, and then it's like, picked back up again. I was like, okay, you know, it got better.
Well, you know, and the showrunners, like, you gotta understand, like, they're still people, and they still only have so many fucking ideas.
What can we do until, next?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like... And then finally next? Something pops in their head, and they're like, why haven't we fucking done this yet?
Well, it's always like that. And then it's exciting. It's also the things that they want to make sure to connect one thing to another. Like sometimes, you know, like, we could do this.
And yeah, sometimes there's just expositional episodes and it's just boring. But you still need to watch it for the story.
Yeah.
So.
Ray Romano has a new special out.
I haven't watched it yet. I saw it and I was just like, oh, dope.
I hate him.
I like Ray Romano.
I was actually, me too. No, like, I don't like the show. Yeah, I don't like the show. But I like him. And then I was just like, I wonder how good it's going to be. It wasn't that great. It wasn't bad. He's nervous. He's really,
Was Eminem
in the audience?
He hasn't done.
I wish.
Yeah, no, he hasn't done stand-up in fucking
forever.
That's
what he said, yeah. So I was, like, kind of excited, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And, like, he surprises the audience, so, like, that's kind of neat that everyone's just happy to see him.
Yeah.
But and those are Netflix specials,
thing,
huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See?
The one thing I really did not enjoy was Adam Sandler's 100% Fresh.
Really?
I didn't even finish it. I started watching it, and I was just like, eh.
I thought it was good.
I mean, maybe I just
actually,
need
I didn't
to
like it the
to,
first
like,
time
through.
I listened, I watched it, and then when I watched it again, I really liked it. I don't know.
No.
Maybe
and I really,
it's not
I
like
love
a
Adam
stand-up.
Sandler.
Yeah.
I just watched that one movie that he's in that he's like a, he's in like, it's him and Seth Rogen.
I didn't like that one.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
I liked that movie.
It's kind of dark.
Him and Seth Rogen.
Well, yeah,
depressing.
It was dark, but that's what I like about
it's
it.
It's kind of depressing.
Seth Rogen.
Well, it was like, he was dying from this, like, disease.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And he's, like, a comedian. Well, actually, I kind of like it because it's kind
like
of
older
true,
comedian.
But it wasn't, like, he's, like, he's, like, an older comedian. He hires, like, a younger comedian to write his jokes for him.
Oh, Funny People.
Yeah, Funny People. Yeah.
I liked it. It was funny because, yeah, it is a little dark because he's, like, supposedly dying.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
And then he finds out he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he almost breaks up his...
That's actually where I think that's where I saw Ray Romano, and he was like trying to wave to like or
Eminem?
Not trying to wave like
yeah.
Wasn't it in that one? Yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was.
It
that
is.
One, that's why like,
he waved, and he's like, "Who the fuck is that?"
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was like, "That's the thing." It reminds me of Ray Romano all the time when I think of it. It's just like him.
Oh
like,
yeah, he's like, "Is that?"
I don't think he likes
Eminem?
Me. He waves. It's like, what the fuck you? Like, yeah, he says something to him. I was like, "What the fuck you looking at, Ray Romano?"
He's like, "You want to fuck me?"
Eminem's so fucking funny.
What's up?
Trash.
What is that box over there?
That was a weak throw.
No, I got one.
It still was weak.
I had two pieces. One of them made it in there.
Anyways, but yeah.
I don't know. I've been watching Netflix's Sex Education.
Oh, it's so good.
I got sucked into
it. You
gotta
watch that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. On Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Netflix original. It's a new
series.
The first
episode is boobies.
I thought, yes, it is.
You know what show I did like that's nice on boobies. Netflix is College. Fuck, I need to remember stuff that I want to say.
College Humor?
No.
College kids.
No, it's like this college show. They went to college together, and then like they grew up, and then like they hang out still.
Oh, Friends from College.
Friends from College.
Yeah,
but I didn't see like the new season.
Oh, it's a show. Uh-huh. It's way too serious. I think
I didn't like it.
I thought it was funny.
It's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's like really like
it kind of scares me. Really dramatic. I didn't like it the first time too. It took me a while. Me and Ivan were watching it a lot, and then like he's like the new season's out. I'm like I don't. It's kind of making me sad, so I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a weird story, but.
You know what's an extremely good Netflix original movie was How It Ends.
How does it end?
I'm not gonna say.
What is that?
It's kind of like an end of the world type movie, kind of a disaster movie.
Okay.
Like all of a sudden, like planes are just falling from the sky, and then everybody's just like, "What the fuck is happening?" And then so phone lines immediately go down. And
Bird
then,
Box. That's what happens.
Well, kind of, but no. And Cargo. Cargo was really fucking fucked up.
I haven't seen that one either.
It was
fucked up.
Wait,
is these two different movies or shows?
Yeah, two different movies.
Okay.
Yeah, Cargo was a really good one. It's with
guy from The Hobbit.
Freeman. Yeah. Yeah.
Or
his last name is Freeman.
Yeah. Morgan.
No, it's not Morgan Freeman. No. Fuck, what's his first name?
But he's also from The Office, UK version.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like Jim's character from The Office.
Yeah. So dull, man. I'm sorry. The UK version
is
so dry.
It's difficult to watch.
It's so dry.
But anyway, like that one's like it's kind of like a disease movie.
Yeah, I've
kind
seen, of like I've seen the trailer for it. Like his daughter's, he's trying to get his daughter's sanctuary before he starts turning because he got bit too.
Yeah,
yeah, I've seen it.
So
I've seen it, but I've seen the trailer for it.
So good.
I want to watch it.
Like it's fucked up. The movie is fucked up, but it's such a great. Like it has a really fucking awesome ending. It's quite heartwarming. Heartwarming.
That's cute.
But How It Ends is messed up. It's with Forrest Whitaker, and I don't remember the other main character's name. But Forrest Whitaker's a fucking awesome actor.
Maybe I've seen it. I know I just saw him in a movie on Netflix.
So Forrest Whitaker?
Uh-huh.
As Black Panther.
Oh. Just
kidding. No. He wasn't in that.
No.
Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah. Oh, he was. That's right. Yeah, he played the...
you guys didn't see my just gesture. Like, are you serious?
He was like the witch doctor or something
yeah,
like that,
he, kind well, of? He was the guy that like basically said who's the one that's ruling all.
Right, right.
The friend to the guy that killed the...
Have you guys seen What Happened to Monday?
Yeah!
That's a good one. I was kind of surprised because I was like, I've seen every fucking movie. Watch it, you'll like it.
What happened to Monday? Is it weird?
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
Is it like Swiss Army Man?
It's a dystopian future where every family is only allowed to have one child.
Okay.
But they have septuplets.
Sounds like Equilibrium, but okay.
I don't know what that is either.
Oh, fuck, that's an old one.
Yeah.
That's a real fucking old one.
It's a good one, though. I like it. That's when Christian Bale, like, I don't know if he first started doing his action thing.
Yeah, that was when they did, it was like Gung Fu.
Yeah, Gung Fu, exactly.
It was Gung Fu.
But what you were saying? It's
So it's like this dystopian future. Every family is only allowed to have one child.
What did you call it again?
And what happened to Monday?
What happened Monday, okay.
And but they have septuplets. Identical septuplets. So there's these seven kids. Each of them is named after a day of the week. And they all portray... Like, they're all different in their own right. Like, each one of them is, like, different from the other, but they all portray the same person when they leave the house.
Yeah, because otherwise...
They all look the same.
Yeah.
Some of them have black hair, some of them have blonde hair. Like, so they just have a wig that they use, and they copy each other's mannerisms.
Is that on Netflix?
Uh-huh,
that's
good.
Interesting.
It doesn't look really good when you look at it. Like, it looks like a weird movie. And then I was like, fuck, I haven't seen it. So I put it on. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
and then,
movie,
like,
right? Not a show?
I'm not going to kill it for you, but like, you'll like
Brittany,
it.
Brittany told me about it. And I was just like, nah, I'll give it a shot. And fuck, dude, yeah. It's good.
Did you know,
when you said that, like, good. It was a weird movie. Like, you guys never seen Swiss Army Man, huh?
No.
I just watched it today.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah,
on?
I literally
it's
just watched it.
What's the guy from Harry Potter?
It's Daniel Radcliffe and...
I like him.
And Paul Dano.
Yeah.
I don't know who Paul Dano is.
If you saw him, you'd recognize him.
Well, no,
him.
Have you seen, what's that movie? The Girl Next Door? The Three Nerds?
Uh-huh.
The taller guy.
Oh, okay. Him. What do they do?
He's basically trapped on an island.
Yeah,
and he's contemplating suicide.
He's about to kill himself, and then a dead body washes up onto the beach.
Yeah.
And then...
you guys are like...
Because it's just, I want to wait for him to explain this, because I want to see how he sees it.
So he's like... And he figures out... That this dead body is like a Swiss Army knife for things that he can do. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
he keeps,
shit.
He keeps farting because he's dead. So all the gases are like escaping from his body. So he ties a rope around his stomach, jumps on top of him, and like pulls on his thing.
Oh my
god. And he rides him away from the island.
Yeah.
Is it funny? Is it a
funny
movie?
It's funny,
weird.
But it's like kind of weird.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got its moments where it's just like, what the fuck? And it, yeah, so it's just, it's, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's super good.
Where is it on?
I don't know if it's on Netflix.
I'm not sure.
It might be on Hulu.
It might be. I watched it on something else.
Just watch the trailer. After this, we'll watch the trailer and you'll see what we're talking about.
It was hilarious. Yeah. Like, there's parts of it you're just good. Like, what the fuck, man?
I want to know how they created that. Like, how they came up with the concept for that.
It was probably, like, Daniel Radcliffe is a weird dude.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Weird dude.
I try to watch him in that one movie where he's, like, a gangster or whatever with, I think it's with Tom Hardy. It's an old movie, I think.
I think it's with Tom Hardy. Because I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Yeah, he's like, this is the one who says, all right, no fighting. I think, no, that's not it. No, that's a different one.
No, he's like undercover. I think it's Tom Hardy. It might be somebody else.
Because I remember, I think I know what you're talking about.
It wasn't that good.
But you know,
one of my favorite gang movies is Green Street Hooligans.
You know Daniel Radcliffe's coming out with a new show, right?
Who?
Daniel Radcliffe, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Radcliffe?
It's basically what God is trying to destroy the Earth, and they're trying to fix everything before it happens.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen a show for that?
Uh-uh.
It's so funny.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, because, of course, they're all British and stuff like that, so yeah, it's like a British comedy, but the person that plays God...
Is it on BBC?
I think so, I'm not sure, but the person that plays God is the guy from Boardwalk Empire, Adam Sandler's friend, the one that has crazy eyes.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the guy that plays God.
He's got the bug eyes?
Yeah, him.
Okay.
So, like, it's pretty funny the way, like, they're trying to play it out. Like, they're trying to fix all these, like, computer problems that are messing up. Like, they have to answer prayers, and, like, all these fucking papers come down. It's like, oh, yeah, this just this week. And he's like, all right, you got this? I'm going to go now. And he runs off.
Like, Bruce Almighty?
Huh? Kind of, but, like, it's a whole bunch of people doing it instead of just him himself. Okay. It's like Daniel Radcliffe is, like, one of the workers that work there amongst, like, 70 or 80 other people that work there. Okay. Trying to, like, keep Earth together. And so it's pretty funny. Well, the trailer was pretty funny about it anyway. I think it's actually coming out on TV, though. Like, TBS.
Okay.
I went to Universal Studios on Friday. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it.
What about Monday?
I'd never fucking been there besides when we went on, shut up. I'd never been there since when we went to, for Halloween.
It's whatever. It's like, honestly, that's why I don't go to theme parks that often, because you could go there one day and be
well,
like,
well, I have vertigo.
Huh?
I have vertigo, so I didn't know the rides were 3D.
Yeah, a lot of
just
them
took me for like an early Valentine's Day.
You know what bummed me out about that is when they took out Back to the Future to put in the Simpsons ride.
Why did that bum you out? Simpsons ride is awesome.
Back to the Future was fucking awesome.
So the Simpsons ride.
I don't know, man.
Well, what I thought was that the rides were gonna be like at Disneyland, how Indiana Jones is, like you ride it, but like it's still cool and it's not an actual ride. Oh, I was thinking all the rides are like that, not 3D, like you know, like you're in a little car.
Yeah, it has a lot of 3D. They have a lot of 3D rides.
Well, it's because it's Universal.
I was like, motherfucker, like you don't, you're gonna take me for Valentine's Day to a place where I have vertigo. I can't fucking be moving around and shit. So I was
do you pass out, or do you just throw up, or do you?
We went on one thing, and I was like, that kind of made me sick. And then I was like, are all of them like this? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, fuck, man, like I can't go
on. You on the mummy ride?
We went on the fucking tram, dude. That shit made me sick.
The tram's just not the that
tram?
Bad, actually.
The tram.
Well,
thing.
The tram has the Fast and the Furious scene.
The Fast and
the
Furious,
end.
Like
I haven't ridden it.
Yeah, like it goes into like a parking garage thing and then stops and then it kind of picks you up on the tram so it moves around a little bit, but like you're actually like.
It was cool though, like I actually kind of like the Fast and Furious part, but it kind of fucked me up. I mean, it was still cool, like it was fun. And then it was like Japanese New Year or something, so it was like busloads of like foreign Asian people all over the place taking pictures of everything. It was annoying.
Hmm. They don't get vertigo.
I know.
Because their eyes
they don't. I know.
I thought you were supposed to be talking in an accent.
No one gave me an accent.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I told you a pirate.
No, you told me a bunch of things. You also told me
pirate,
Minnie Mouse.
Now.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you guys got to give me a week so I can practice.
She's not going to do it.
You got an Asian accent.
I'll do it. I'll practice an Asian one. Not right now. It has to be for a whole episode. We're already
take a picture.
Yeah.
We go to Disneyland.
Yeah. I got Jess, did I already say this? I got him the I Love Spam socks.
No, he didn't tell me
for Valentine's Day.
I love spam.
He liked them at least.
Hey, peanut butter cup.
I thought he was gonna get offended.
Hey, peanut butter cup.
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
Get some peanut butter cups.
So
sprinkle them over your eggs.
I got this question asked to me at work. It's because we get a question towards the end of the night. So this one was if there was something they're running out of, if they're running out of one item and you could stockpile it, what would it be?
Hmm.
And mine was, I don't know, I thought mine was sensible because, you know, you think of that as like...
Like at the end of the world and you have
no,
it?
No, not the end of the world. Like, let's just say that one, that item is running out. And
like they're discontinuing
it. Yeah, and there's no more of them.
Oh, what item would you be scared of?
Mine was condoms. I would sell them.
Corner of the market.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What would yours be?
I don't know.
What kind of?
I got weird looks from that. I was like, I got weird looks from one of my friends. I was like, bitch, you have two kids. I was like, really?
Condoms, and I'll take pregnancy tests.
What does that just prove? The fact that you have a kid?
Yeah, I mean, we sound like crazy. Well, yeah, we could all just have our own little...
Just go to the sex market.
Yeah.
No kids market is basically what it is.
Yeah. If you're running out of stuff.
You don't want to have kids?
Oh, that's sad. That's something sad about us.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it. Spam.
Spam.
I don't know, I thought mine
everybody likes spam.
I think a lot of people said steak. I was like, you're going to run out of cows?
Yeah, I wouldn't want steak. Water.
Water, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to...
Is that like a sensible one?
Water would be a sensible one.
I guess if you're going to pick something fun.
Yeah, but...
I thought funny instead of just sensible. I was like, condoms.
And shampoo.
Water.
Get enough sperm.
Someone did say conditioner.
Yeah.
Someone did say conditioner.
A girl, like, maybe. Sure. I'll freak out if I don't have shampoo.
I think conditioner more because your hair's silky smooth.
Lotion.
Each one of you has been entered into a raffle for a plain blue t-shirt. Sparkle suits.
Tattoo ink.
Well, you could use regular ink.
Everyone would have to come to me for good tattoos.
For good tattoos?
Well, I mean...
So you don't use regular ink.
For good tattoo ink.
I guess you would just make it...
Don't they just use plastic in prison? They just melt down their chest pieces?
They use the bottom of the heel.
Can't you just use saran wrap for condoms?
For ink in prison, they use the bottom of the heel and urine.
Ew. Disgusting.
Yeah. They cut off, like, pieces of the heel and melt it down.
No one would get tattooed anymore.
Huh.
You didn't know that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched something on... I forgot what it was, but it was one of the TV shows.
Gross. Desi, my dad's wife, her Uncle John told us that they used to just melt down chess pieces. They would use that.
I was like little chess plastic pieces? Chess, I was like, chess why do they pieces. Have chess pieces? Like, body armor? I was like, wait, no, chess.
Yeah, they used to melt down chess pieces. All of his, like, every single one of his tattoos, he was fucking covered. He was like, yeah, this is all chess pieces, bro.
Isn't that weird, crazy. Though? Because wouldn't it harden, like, really, like, just, like...
You would think so, but have, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's plastic, and it's like, I don't know, maybe.
He'll live forever.
But he was in prison for, like, 38 years.
So does if he ever, like, beat someone up, he goes, check me. You know, it's just like...
That's horrid.
That's awesome.
I figured that's to use a chess piece, you know? Especially use the king on his, like, hand tattoos or something.
Yeah. I know he had a rosary on his arm, like, coming down onto his hand. And he had... I don't remember most of his tattoos.
It's funny. I got complimented for my tattoo on my arm, the one that the caveman-looking one. Like, someone got like, oh, what's that? It's like...
Just my dad hadn't seen this one done yet. I showed him. He was like, oh, that's rad, dude. He's all Assassin's Creed. And I was like, fuck,
his hand
tattoo.
Dude. Huh? I was just saying, his hand tattoo.
Yeah, it's... No, it's coming... It's actually... Healed up really nicely.
Doesn't look anything like you.
I know.
Except for the head.
Can you imagine yourself on your hand?
It's still like, there's still a couple of small spots that are still raised.
I saw a skull coming towards me.
That's your ID.
Knocked out.
But, yeah. No, it came out really good. Although all the color fell out in the handle right here.
You can't tell, though.
No.
Yeah,
it looks good. Not from, like, even, like, just when I, like, stretch it out, you can kind of see it. But... Yeah. So, went over to Mavericks last night. Dude, I was fucking gone last night, man.
Yeah, gone to Mavericks.
Yeah, went to Mavericks.
You're out.
And then, like, I fell asleep. No, seriously, I fell asleep in the car on the way when my friend was bringing me back home. And,
You do that often, though.
I do. But it really hasn't happened all that often. Not lately. But that's because I'm not working right now.
Sure, you haven't been falling asleep randomly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yesterday, I was tired, and I had been drinking all day, because I had a couple of whiskeys with my dad, I had a couple of glasses of Bullet Rye, and a couple of Sculpins, and then we went over to Route 30 Brewing. I took my dad over there, had him try it. And then I was over at Brooks for a while, and then ran into Brian and Stephanie. I think you met them once.
Maybe.
One of Micah's friends.
Oh. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You met him. I'm pretty sure you met him once, at least. Anyway, I ran into them, and they were just like, oh, like, let's go over to Mavericks. And I was just like, I can't drive right now, because, for one, I shouldn't be driving right now. And for two, a tree fell on my car. So.
They were like, how'd you get here? I don't know.
my dad dropped me off.
Okay, get around.
Slowly.
Slowly but surely, yeah. So, we went over there and some chick insulted my beard, and I was just like, fuck you.
She insulted it, or she assaulted it? There's no cherry on it.
She did not assault it.
What'd she say?
She was just like, oh, like, you know, come talk to me when your beard's longer. I was just like, fuck you.
Jesus, I thought you said your beard. I was like, she insulted your beard.
No, my beard.
Oh, shit.
She was just like, oh, come, like, she's like, grow your beard longer and then come talk to me. I'm like,
she hot?
Fuck you.
That's rude.
I was fucking pissed.
I think she was hot, but what she said, that made her not hot.
No.
Well, get some bigger tits and come talk to me.
She was like,
she had big tits.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, you can't say that then.
Tell her to do some squats and come talk to
me. But I was just like, that's fucking rude. And
Wait, when did she say that? Did you approach her, or she just like...
Well, I was just talking to, like, their whole group. And
you're probably just being nice.
Somebody said Boston, and I was like... And then some other dude was just like, yo, what's up? I was like, the fuck? The fuck?
So and you knew them?
No!
Oh.
No, I just started talking to this dude. His name's Boston.
Oh, okay.
But, like, all of his friends call him Boston.
I get you.
Because he's from Boston, and he was just like, "Are you from Boston?" I was like, "No," but I'm a big Red Sox fan, and he was just like, "Oh," he's like, "Dude, I got a tattoo on my leg of the Boston Red Sox." I was like, "Oh, fucking no way!" So do I.
That's cool. That's weird.
Yeah, he was a super cool dude. Like him and his girlfriend was cool, and then like I was just kind of chatting with their group, and then I was talking to this one chick, and we were just like. Talking back and forth and stuff, and I like bought her a drink, and then she said something about my beard, and I was just like, "Fuck you, I'm out of here."
That's mean. Like that. After you bought her a drink too, she should have told you that before you bought her the drink.
Well, that's not how girls work.
Obviously.
Yeah. Come on, the girl, you know.
Come on, the girl.
I would never say that. I'm pretty mean. I would never say something like that. Yeah.
No, but I was just like, dude, that's fucked up.
That's rude.
You think I got a shot?
Probably.
Yeah. The way you roll your eyes, like, oh, motherfucker.
Well, you like having your beard a certain length, that's why. So, like,
no,
it's
I like,
not
I
like you can't grow it. Yeah, it's not like
and
you
And, like,
can
remember,
grow it.
I was growing my beard out that one time and it just didn't look really good.
Well, because you got to, it's the same thing.
It was like a real awkward phase.
When you first start growing your beard, no matter what, there's always an awkward phase, especially if you're going from a different transition that you're used to.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I'm going to show you.
I like having my beard trimmed and, like, close. I could grow it out.
I'm going to shave off my mustache and look weird for a while.
God, that'd be so fucking weird. And then you smile like that.
Like what?
Like that smile you did like right after.
You have the whole fucking ZZ Top thing going on?
Yeah. No, I'm going to do the Fu Manchu in white and gray. Just like gray down the sides.
Just
like a skunk.
Yeah, you talked about that on last episode, so fucking drink.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You brought up beards. It's your fault.
So?
You didn't bring up dyeing them.
No, I did not. And I would never dye my beard. I would do it if I was doing like a breast cancer.
So then you just lied. You said I did.
Pink?
No, I would like use the like the hair paint. I wouldn't actually dye it.
Still technically dyeing it.
No, it's not. It doesn't stay. It washes right out.
You should dye it like more orange and act like you're a redhead because girls love redheads. They wouldn't know because you don't have any hair on top.
Do they though?
Yeah.
Do you?
My beard is.
They're like they're rare.
Because they're rare, is that what you said?
You like, can't find them, so like, when you see a redhead, it's just kind of like...
You know my beard has a lot
well, you
of
can't
red
see albino
yeah,
red.
You can see
albino redheads
like a light
either,
brown.
But just when you see them doesn't mean...
No, in the sunlight? You guys never really see me in the sunlight.
Yeah, but
in the sunlight,
I'm saying, like,
well, I mean,
you could put, like, this, like, a little bit more of a tint.
Nah, I wouldn't
just act
that.
Like a real
my
redhead.
My brother's got a red beard. Well, he's got... Yeah, my brother's a ginger.
See, that's cool. I don't know. You can't find them anywhere.
What?
Redheads. Gingers. Don't you guys like red hairs?
Red hairs?
Like, yeah, like...
No, I'm not really
girls
into
like
I dated
hair.
A ginger for a while.
Usually guys
they're all
like
crazy.
Yeah, a little fiery.
Everybody's crazy.
It's not true.
They could drink, though.
It is true. Everybody's crazy. You just gotta find the right crazy for you.
I don't know. I wasn't hungover today. I
Welcome
thought
to
I was
Love Line.
I drink a lot
Call
yesterday.
Me now.
What? Call me now. For
drink a
free
lot
tarot
yesterday.
Card
I drink, like, three IPA beers. I drink a 3-pack Modelo, like the tall cans. I drink all of it, and then I drink...
There's a non-alcoholic IPA, that's why.
I know. And then three...
Was it... What IPA was it?
I don't know.
O'Doul's IPA?
Scrim...
Scrimmage?
No.
Scrimshaw.
Yeah. Scrimshaw. Really? Uh-huh.
Oh, I That was just good a job. Word that what just popped into my head.
Good job. Scrim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scrimshaw. I drank three
unless
of those.
It was like some kind of a Skyrim.
And I was kind of scared because I was like, fuck, she's like, I'm going to have to.
Wrong.
That does sound plausible.
I was like, fuck, I want to drink IPAs like the rest of the night. And then when I was drinking the Modelo, it's fine. And then I drank PBRs and then I drank Modelos again. I think I drank like maybe I think 10 beers. I was fine.
I got to say, those Omegang beers, not great.
Omegang?
I don't know what those are.
Mm-mm. They're like they do like the themed beers from like TV shows and stuff like that. Like they do like the set for the Game of Thrones beers.
Oh.
They're not great. They all kind of taste the same.
Like it's probably like Duff beer over there.
I think they're probably
Universal. It just tastes like regular
light
beer.
Yeah, Duff beer isn't that great.
Well, yeah.
I think it's just the name that's what you're buying for, you know? It's not really.
Well, I got it as a gift for Christmas. Like, it was cool. I liked them. But I was just kind of like...
I had those, too. I don't know where I went.
So but I was kind of just like, it's okay. It's not anything to really write home about. I was at home when I drank them, so I didn't need to anyway.
Stupid. You wrote a letter to yourself. That'd be pretty intense. Dear future Boston.
Do not drink Omegang beers ever again.
Unless it's gifts.
Are we all tired?
I am.
Right?
I'm very tired.
Like, we're all very low energy today.
I mean, yeah. You guys' low energy, you bring my low energy.
Fuck
down,
you.
So
yeah, screw you, man.
You're super chill, too. Look at you.
Because you guys' energy is portraying itself on me right now.
You're not even catching up. Like, you're not
I
even...
had to open this in the garage door, right? All my energy's
That's
gone
all your
now.
Energy
I'm going
out.
Through a lot right
it's
now, okay?
Heavy. I'm not even catching up. I'm drinking Jameson straight, all right? So I'm even trying to say I'm not catching up.
No, I'm saying, like, when he's talking, you're not even understanding. It's like you're sleepy.
I mean, I'm tired.
So sleepy.
It's all
so,
worse.
what are we thinking tonight afterwards?
Nap.
Not a nap. I already took a nap. Okay,
Free
I took a nap.
Google gets nap. I call middle.
Who had the best nap ever? Ross and Joey.
Nuts to butts.
Nuts to butts.
That was on Fighter and the Kid. They did a whole
sure
song.
Was.
It was so funny. I don't have.
What
any.
Would it be with? What would it be with girls?
Oh, I guess
then?
I have a butt. I don't know.
Thinking something. Has to be something.
Well, it would just be clits to ass.
Clits to ass. Oh.
Nuts to butts.
Funnier than that.
Sorry. I don't know what else I would say.
No, I'm putting you on the spot.
Titty backs.
Cats.
Titty backs.
Cats to backs.
Hats to backs.
Cats to backs.
Cats? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, nuts to backs, or nuts to butts is like...
Makes not, more sense,
it's
sure.
It's not filtered.
Church to... No.
Why do the girls have to be filtered?
Because that's the only thing I could think of that rhymed.
Oh, nuts to butts. Oh, yeah, I guess that rhymes.
Twerk to twats.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Not 100% into it.
I like twats.
You'll make me come up with stuff when I'm not thinking good.
Thinking well.
Yeah, I know. After I said it, I was like, that just proves it right there.
I know think too good. That's bad talking.
I know think
bad
good.
Bad grammar.
No, from Swiss Army Man.
Oh, I haven't seen it in a while.
Like, you can't say that. That's bad talking.
You were what just talking say? About it.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh,
I've seen
thought
it.
You just saw
we were,
it.
I was mentioning it because you guys were talking about What About Monday.
He's like, you can't just say whatever comes into your brain. That's bad talking.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, maybe I've seen it then, because I remember that.
Yeah, I just said it like 5 times.
Yeah, you did. Drink. Just kidding.
You did say it 5 times.
Yeah,
no,
but I didn't
I'm
repeat
kidding,
it from
I'm
another episode.
Kidding.
Didn't you?
No.
No. Mm.
It's the first time we've ever talked about this.
It is.
What?
I fucking hate you so much.
Oh, this is great.
You're a dick.
Yeah, so what are we doing? Are we doing anything?
No, we're going to bed.
I'm not going to bed.
You guys are making me tired.
I took a nap and I drank a fucking Monster so that I can go out and hang out with you guys tonight.
It's not even raining.
Because tomorrow, you know what I plan on doing?
I know,
doing?
We could have easily done the show. Could have done this fucking episode of Trails.
I don't plan on doing shit tomorrow.
I work tomorrow again.
Made myself a couple of burgers today.
Are you serious? We're going to play pool later on that night.
Right. Forgot about that.
I already forgot.
Yeah, well, I did already forget. I'm hoping that I get my tax return in soon. I've already filed it and everything like that. I'm just hoping it drops into my account this week.
When'd you file it?
The end of, not last week, but...
Was it like 20 before. Business days?
No, sometimes well, it depends.
It
yeah, because I filed mine as soon as I got my W-2s in. I filed
or you get
quick.
Half of it, that California part, and then the federal
yeah.
or whatever. I don't
I'm
know, state,
like,
California.
Yeah, federal, state, California, and then New Jersey's.
I'm getting...
For some reason, you get New Jersey's taxes back, too.
That's comedy. But yeah.
No, I think I'm getting around like 1,500.
Jessica's episode's next week.
That's right.
Fuck! Can't you forget. Know what sucks? So Tomb Raider, right?
Vacuums.
No.
Those suck.
No, they're pretty good. So Tomb Raider, there's one fucking thing that I forgot to find on Tomb Raider, and now it's glitched out, so I can't get that thing. I can't even go back to
what
it.
What is it?
It's some document. And like you know where you have the barrel and the water comes down, you have to like attach to another barrel to keep the rope up. I forget what it fucking does, but like it keeps the lever up there. So
Yeah.
So there's a document up there that I forgot, and I'm trying to go back over there, but this fucking rope thing doesn't want to come down. It's just shooting off into nothing, and doesn't let me go over there. So I'm one document short of the fucking the 100%.
Yeah. Fuck, man, that sucks.
Oh, I'll show you later if we get a chance to. But I was just like, what the fuck?
So are we doing something later then?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Audience, are we doing something later? Tell us now. Call me now.
Call me now for your free tarot card,
Reina. 7071.
What
that was my actual number.
Don't say that.
It was.
It was.
Good job.
Thank you.
Text only.
Oh, shit, I'm getting a text already. Live audience, even though we haven't posted this.
I think probably almost everyone that we know who listens to the podcast
probably has his number.
Probably already has your number.
That's not true.
It's a good possibility.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Because there's only eight people that listen to it. And I know pretty much all of them that listen to it.
No, that's what I'm saying. They probably already have your number.
They already have your number.
Oh, probably then.
That's what I'm saying.
Wake
what
up, are you talking Eddie? About?
I'm sorry, I'm half asleep.
Why?
Because I didn't even nobody offered me Monster or Nas.
You don't drink those things.
No, I texted you and told her we're getting a Monster.
You didn't say, would you like one?
I wasn't buying it. He was.
You didn't say Josh would like to get you a Monster.
We could have got you a Bang.
Oh, fuck that. I'm not trying to stay Bang up energy straight.
Yeah, I know. You never drink those things. So that shit would get you fucking wired.
Yeah, I'm not drinking that.
Everyone's crashed. Off tomorrow, so we could just go downtown. I'm not going to be out for too long. I'm tired,
why?
Too. Because I'm tired, too.
Well, you're off tomorrow, aren't you?
I work tomorrow night, so I got to...
You can still sleep in.
Yeah, but I'm still tired.
So am I, but I'm still going to go out.
You don't work.
She got you there.
I understand. Yeah, you don't work until tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You can sleep all day if you wanted to.
Yeah. I'm tired now. I'm going home now. Bye, you guys.
And we all...
Drink your fucking nose.
We all stay out, or one of us stays out, we all stay out.
Yeah.
Until two of us leaves, and then all of us leave.
Yeah.
Two of us leaves. We all stay out.
Because one of us needs a ride.
Shut up. I got my own car.
That is funny.
Funny.
Ouch, Charlie. Charlie, you bit me.
Fucking flick, man.
I know, like, a lot of people will be out tonight since everyone's off tomorrow.
Yeah,
is tomorrow a holiday or something?
Yeah, it's President's Weekend or something like that.
Oh.
Because Gary told me. He was like, Labor Day, work President's on Monday. Weekend, I was like, hey.
Memorial Day. Yeah. Something like that.
Damn, people are getting off work for President's Day now?
Yeah.
That seems a little
Monday.
Ridiculous.
I think it's just Monday.
Not me.
No. But I'm saying they're getting a day off of work for President's Day.
Well, yeah. Next is Mother's Day and then Father's Day. And then
but it just seems a little ridiculous. But Mother's Day and Father's Day, usually everybody has off because it's on a Sunday.
True.
I don't know. I don't celebrate it.
Me either.
I have a cat. Nobody gets me anything.
Motherfuckers.
Right?
I have a dog. Nobody gets me anything.
Because dog owners aren't parents.
Hey, you
I
shut up.
I have a fish. No one gets me anything.
You have a what?
Fish.
That thing died 4 weeks ago,
I
right?
I still have that motherfucker. Isn't that crazy?
Sushi is long
fish?
Gone.
No, he's still alive. But I had him for
there's
like...
There's a bunch of fish food just at the layer of the top. It's just collecting.
Why is it eating?
Why is it so green in the tank?
I'm going to jinx it. I'm going to go home and the fucker's just there. That would suck.
You just put a ball bearing in the fish's mouth so he looks like he's floating a little bit. Just kind of in the center of the tank.
Oh, God. So. That's terrible.
You ever heard that?
No.
It was on a show.
No.
Just put a ball bearing in his mouth. Throw him back in the tank. It might work. It might not. It's better than tying a rope to the fish and then putting a rock on the other end. Just.
You're stupid.
What? That was on a show, too.
And what you do is...
I don't know what show, but I think it was on a show.
Shit, what you do is you get the gel packets that you use for like the fake aquariums. You just mix it into the water, and then just make sure that the fish is in the middle, and then the whole thing just turns to jelly.
Yeah.
Have you seen those robot fish that like they have for little kids? Those things are pretty dope.
They're cute. Yes. Or the frogmen?
Yeah, they're cute.
Or the frogs?
The little baby frogs. I don't know.
I don't remember those things.
You remember the frogmen? Mm-mm. They'd have like you'd put them in water, they'd swim around, but it was like a little wind-up toy.
Like a little
army
guy.
Those things. Yeah, I remember those things. Those suck.
I never got any.
All right, so what are we doing?
We're going to Pixels.
Again? I thought we were going to do something else.
I don't know what else. I don't have much money.
Well, neither do I, but... Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Don't look at me.
All right, guys, tell us what to do tonight.
Probably going to end up in downtown Riverside.
Most likely. Next week. No, we said we're going to do something different next week for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we could go to Liam's next Sunday.
Who's Liam?
Liam's is out in... Is
Liam Mason's. Same joke, I'll take a drink. I did that one on purpose.
When did you do that joke?
Last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But I like doing it, so it's worth a drink.
I don't like that place. He keeps taking everything back from me.
I've been <You're> stupid. Nice. Ridiculous. I went out to Liam's last week. I've been going over there. It's a cool place. I like it a lot.
I think I saw you post it.
She saw you there.
I went over there with Tiff.
Yeah. Oh, that place. Never been there.
Where is it?
It's in Colton.
Oh, okay.
It's like right off of the freeway. It's right next to the freeway entrance.
Oh, yeah,
it's a cool
little
place.
I remember.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm down. Oh, yeah, that's what we said we were going to do.
If we're going down towards Colton, we're going to the library.
Yeah, yeah.
We said that we were going to do that this week.
No, we didn't say that.
We said
that he was supposed to work Monday, so he wasn't going to go out.
Oh, right.
So we were going to wait. But we said on Valentine's Day that we were going to go to Liam's and probably the library. I think we said that same exact thing that we just said right now. But I don't think we did it on the podcast.
I don't like the library.
I do. They're fucking amazing.
Right?
I just don't like strip clubs.
Oh.
He doesn't like women.
That is not fucking true.
Why did I catch you twice at Chippendales? Don't ask me why I was there. I was auditioning. They called me Barney. If anybody gets that joke, but nobody.
Yeah.
You don't get that joke, huh?
Mm-mm. I've never been to a male strip club before.
Neither. I don't think either one of us have either.
I don't know how those are.
I've been around a bunch of males and I stripped.
I feel like you can go anywhere and see that.
Locker rooms don't count.
A bunch of males and strip. That
what is technically stripping anyway? Just taking off your clothes? Or all your clothes?
All of them.
All of them?
Can you beer me another beer?
God damn it.
Can you ice me another ice? No, I'm going to get some ice. I'm going to get it myself.
Hey, barkeep, can you beer me 2 Long Island iced teas?
Where's that from?
Oh, Jesus
Christ, why'd you back up with
that? Because I'm right here.
It's from the office.
Oh, that's right.
Well, yesterday was a crazy fucking day. I don't even remember what time I got home.
I got home this morning.
But I remember getting home and like I was like sobered up, and I was just like, I'm gonna have some Hot Pockets.
I was gonna say you had to have eaten.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had a couple of Hot Pockets in the fridge.
That's
like, ooh, that sounds good. But I made some burgers today. They were pretty fucking bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you cracked my rib.
I made myself a double burger with some barbecue sauce on it, and then I made another single burger with a fried egg on it.
Dang, that sounds good.
It was real fucking good. But I don't have a grill at my house, so I just pan fried them. Like they're still good.
Yeah.
No, they're still super good.
That's not bad.
But for camp, I was telling you guys I made breakfast for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but I forgot to bring the burger patties that I had brought, that I bought for that. I left them in the freezer, and I left them at the house accidentally.
Oh, that sucks.
So I now have this whole pack of frozen burgers for no fucking reason, so I'm trying to...
Just eat hamburgers every day?
Yeah, pretty much. So I went and bought a pack
tacos.
Of buns. Huh?
Like tacos.
No, it's not just hamburger meat. It's frozen burger patties.
You can just cut them up.
Cut them up and make tacos.
Yeah, I could.
Make spaghetti sauce.
Well, I would just have to make a lot of things out of that. I would, like, because I could just, like, put a...
You can make a lot of hamburgers.
I could just put, like, a couple of... couple of the patties, like, in the fridge and just let them thaw out.
Make
and
pretty patties.
Just break them up.
Just use food dye.
No.
Or Krabby Patties.
Food dye doesn't change the taste of it, you know?
No, I know, but that's still weird.
Green eggs and ham.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Green meg what? I'm sorry, what was that? Green megbas and ham?
Green megbas.
2 beers in and he's already stirring his words.
No, there's this one time me and Brittany were driving up the mountain for something. And
don't change the subject.
No, it was like For some reason, my words no speak too good when we were driving, and like
that's altitude.
I was trying to say, "Hey, do you remember?" And I was gonna tell her something, but I got stuck on remember, and I just kept going, "Hey, do you remember?" Like, I don't know what the fuck happened, and I was just like, "Ugh, do you remember?"
You just stuttering.
The 5th of November.
Stuttering Stanley.
Great fucking movie. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Because I mentioned it, or because you've been
no, just because you mentioned it. No,
V for Vendetta.
No, there's like shit that happens to me all the time. I'll see one tiny little thing that reminds me of a fucking movie, and I'm just like, I gotta fucking watch it.
Well, I've been listening. Like to somebody
mentioned before, though. Somebody mentioned Daft Punk to me, and I was just like, oh shit, I gotta watch Tron.
Why was that? What
they wrote.
But that wouldn't. Oh, so it's just any little thing, not like a like.
No, seriously, it's like any little thing that makes me. Yeah, okay. If it makes me think of a movie at all, I'm just like, shit, I gotta watch that movie. Like something reminded me of Matrix the other day, and so I started watching the Matrix trilogy today. I watched the first one today.
You know, tell me why. Actually, that's why I ended up getting The Faculty. I don't know if you guys ever seen that.
Yeah.
No, I have never seen it.
Great movie. I love that movie.
Oh, I think you have. It's old.
Yeah, you probably have. It's an old movie.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Because wasn't it like Magic or something?
No.
Magic Johnson? Magic Mike?
What happens in it?
Oh, Faculty is it's more of a science, a sci-fi. It's like a Vision of the Body Snatchers, but in high school. Never seen that. No? Has Elijah Wood in it.
Mm. No, I've never seen it.
Right?
I've never seen it.
I don't know what the guy's name is.
I'll probably watch it tomorrow.
The Faculty is a good movie, though.
And Walking Dead just came back, too, after the mid-season finale.
Didn't we just talk about
it? Yeah, but he didn't say that part. He's just saying what he's excited to watch.
So I'm gonna be because that comes out tonight, so I'll be watching that tomorrow.
What's one of the movies that you actually would want to watch or you do watch on Halloween, like your all time you have to watch besides Hocus Pocus and besides Nightmare, because those are like the number right. ones.
Besides those two,
I still
Die Hard, seen... not Die Hard.
Yeah, not.
Oh,
Die
no,
Hard
wait,
either.
That's Christmas.
Not that's Die Christmas. Hard. Yeah, I was like, what? That's the Halloween that's edition.
Why are we talking about Die
Hard, not Die Hard.
Only because he sat back and he was thinking, and I'm just like, what is he going to say? Like, which one
you're
is he going
to... You're trying to catch it before?
But I was thinking of Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'm just like, wait.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Die Hard, not Die Hard.
Anyways, go ahead.
I don't know, really.
Nice try, though. Nice try. It was a good try.
Let's try
it's
to
like,
beat
a,
it.
Like a good like Halloween movie. I don't know. I still haven't seen the new Halloween yet.
Okay.
Well,
I meant like even. I think it's on so, my app, not, so nothing, but... nothing comes to mind.
No, not
back
really.
Because mine would be Blob 19 or is it 1986?
Oh man, that movie freaked me the fuck out when I first saw it. 1986
is Blob and the Frighteners.
Okay.
With
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad. I haven't seen that one.
It's from 87. I just watched it for the very first time today, and I'm just like, oh shit, this is fucking dope.
What's Monster Squad?
It's these little kids that they're in this like in this club that they call the Monster Club. And they just like they're all about like figuring out how to kill like all of these classic monsters and stuff like that.
It's not Little Monsters, right?
No. No.
Scary movie.
It's not Monster Inc.
Little Monsters.
No, it's called Monster Squad.
It's not Monster?
You guys seen the Frighteners,
Jesus
right?
Christ. Fuck no.
I just tried to think of how many movies have Monster in it.
Monster.
Oh, the one with the chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Charlize Theron.
That's a good movie. What are you talking about?
I don't like it.
I like it.
I don't
like it.
She looks ugly? That's just I don't know how good of an actress she is.
No, she absolutely is. She's a great actress. No, it's just something
it's
about that
movie.
Just
yeah.
it. I just don't fucking like it.
No.
Have
you guys seen The Frighteners?
No.
No.
Are you serious?
No, never seen it.
Michael J. Fox is in it. It's basically him seeing ghosts and like he's trying to prevent more murders from happening.
Ooh.
Great fucking movie.
How old
like,
is it?
Oh, I want to say like 96, 95.
He's good in it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's before he starts getting, you know, all shaky and stuff like that.
It would have been better if he was shaky, probably.
Parkinson's. Is it early onset Parkinson's?
I don't know.
Well, he's old, so it's old.
Well, now, but he was young when it first started happening to him.
He wasn't that young. I think he was like in his 30s, 40s, maybe.
That's still early on.
I think young is like 20s. I don't know. But yeah. So it's.
I know he's got Parkinson's.
And then, of course, The Blob. Everyone's seen The Blob.
Yeah, The Blob. Because
there's two, though. There's the old school one.
Yeah, there's
the
one that's black and white.
Like the
1930s,
40s.
I remember watching that movie when I was real young, and that movie freaked me the fuck out.
You know why, though? It has the best prosthetic, like, fucking just makeup. I don't know. When I saw it, I was like, oh my god. Like, some guy's face is literally melting away inside The Blob. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
I don't know. I would say another movie that I watched during Halloween, probably Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
And Army of Darkness.
I agree with that one.
I much prefer Evil Dead 2 to the original Evil Dead.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know because, you know, Halloween's coming up pretty soon. Like, you know, 11 more months. Yeah. Like, so I got to get ready.
It's like 9 months away.
I'm trying to get everyone's advice before it comes up.
Fuck right? Valentine's Day. We love Halloween.
Yeah, no, check out. Right? Check out Monster
we don't
Squad.
Think of, we don't think of love hearts. We think of bloody hearts.
So I didn't get to finish Monster Squad just yet because I fell asleep before I came over.
You talking about Monster Hunter?
No, Monster Squad.
Oh.
Although they are doing a Monster Hunter movie. Except for...
I can't think of any other monster movies.
I think it's set for another... Monster
as
House.
Monster House? Yeah, I was going to say Monster House. Good job. I know that one.
Monster House, that's a really good
monster
one.
Truck?
That is a good one. No, that's not
monster
a movie.
Monster Trucks? That's a movie.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the trucks.
It's so dumb.
It's monster trucks that have monsters that live inside of them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, one of them has this, like, Sharktopus thing.
Sharktopus?
Dude, I did not know, what is it, How to Train Your Dragon got so many, so good reviews on fucking Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 98 was the first one, 92 was the second one, and 98 was the third one. It's like, dude, they're all good reviews. You know, not to say, like, that's the people's reviews, but still.
I thought there's only been two.
The third one's coming out.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's, like, Hidden World or
yeah,
something
the Hidden
like that.
World, yeah.
That one looks really good.
Yeah, and then there's the female Toothless.
Yeah, yeah.
She's all white.
Albino. Yeah. I say albino.
Yeah, that looks cool. That movie, and the I think it's really cool that they kept on Jay Baruchel for the voice of Hiccup.
I think I like him best in The Goon.
Yeah,
The Goon. Is
oh
so
man,
fucking
that's
funny.
One of my like that's a really fucking good movie. I love that fucking movie. Have you ever seen The Goon?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you would fucking
as
love it.
As Stifler, I don't know his real name. Sean William Scott, right?
Yeah, Sean William Scott.
Sean William
oh,
Scott.
He's so
good
cute.
Good job.
I know some people's name.
It's like not relevant anymore, but you remember.
No. Yeah, watch The Goon. It's fucking amazing. I think it might be on Netflix.
It is on Netflix. The second one's on Netflix, too.
Oh, I try to watch it.
I don't think I've watched the second one.
I didn't
one.
Like it.
I've seen the second one.
The Goon?
Mm-hmm.
Just watch
he's
the
a hockey
thing.
Player?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing through?
I didn't watch the whole thing through. Sean Young
Scott?
It's weird. Yes.
I fucking love that
it's
movie.
It's a great
man.
Movie.
Really? Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I like
okay,
it.
I'll try it again. I couldn't get through
what
the
part
beginning.
Did you get to?
I don't know. The beginning?
What does that mean?
Damn.
I don't know. I just didn't like it.
5 minutes in, 20 minutes in. Which one was it?
I don't know. I just didn't like it either way.
Just about. Was it starts? Well, did you see him actually play hockey, or was he just a bouncer?
Dude, I don't remember.
Oh yeah, you gotta watch it again.
I think I was just like, I tried to watch it, and I was like, this is dumb, and I.
I'm trying to watch Christmas Story for this guy, so you have to watch that movie then.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Christmas
Dang,
Story
you still
is
haven't
good.
Watched that shit. It's been like 3 months. Have you seen Trolls yet, Josh?
No,
Boston.
Josh.
Boston. Josh means I'm serious.
She's so mad that she's calling you Josh.
He's my real name.
To Boston.
Jabos.
It's like a jabroni, but Jaboston.
But Josh? Oh, wait, that didn't make sense.
No, I have not watched Trolls yet.
Can you please watch
Trolls?
It?
What?
Keep
the,
meaning
the,
to.
The little Trolls?
Yeah,
movie?
The little Troll doll
I've
movie.
I've been asking to watch
Fuck
that. Like,
that. I've seen so many damn times because of, like, all the little kids that I know.
Oh, yeah.
With Eleanor and then the other one over here.
I usually watch, like, all of, like, Emoji Movie. I did not enjoy the Emoji Movie.
I know, I do a fart noise.
Emoji Movie was dumb.
I didn't like it.
Okay. Now it's that time, guys.
Is it that time?
Yep.
About that time, that ain't chaps.
Hey, that's cool.
Roll out.
Okay, ready?
That was Punk doing that accent.
Oh, someone give the intro. I know, that'd be sick.
And now, it's time for Kings.
Nah, that wasn't enough. Time Damn. For Kings, guys.
It is now time for Kings. Good job.
Thanks.
I shall go first.
Very nice.
Queen.
Thanks.
Oh, I forget that it's hard to see these, where the thing is at. 6.
8.
8. I like the way she looks.
BB-8. Do you see the BB-8?
Bless you.
Look at it. Stop
Bless
sneezing.
You.
BB-8.
We got a drink. We both pulled an 8.
Oh, shit.
Fours for whores. Drink again, Melissa. Or Skunk. Funk. I mean, whatever.
Fuck you. Josh,
I already pulled.
Boston.
What was it? Are we going that way?
You're mad now again?
I know.
Nine?
What are you doing?
We are not playing King's
Queen.
Cup.
I just get so used to it. Ace? Yeah, that's ace.
That's a 4.
No, it's
that's
an ace. I thought
it
was
fool.
Yeah.
Oh, now it looks like this. I was looking at it from like this
it
angle.
It did look like a 4.
Look, there's a 4. Three. That's an ace.
Oh, fuck off.
How can I not get these? Oh, you I got know. 2. I got a 7 and a 6, okay?
Okay.
6.
Sorry.
Pull the 6.
You pulled a 6?
Well, she pulled 2, so that's
oh.
my 6.
Three.
She robbed the joy of me pulling a card.
I got pulled for you again, number 4. Just
Did
kidding.
You really?
No. Joking.
2.
Man. 9.
Ace.
Damn, no kings yet.
Two.
Jay.
Jack.
Seven.
Just Jack and the seven look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Five.
These ones are fucking hard to see.
That was scary.
That is scary. That's what I'll say.
King, bitches.
What is it?
What is it? A hunter destroyer. What is it?
All right, well, I guess we'll do whiskey.
Well, is that what you want?
You're just picking.
How do we know? I'm going to have to drink it again.
Because you are.
I'm just like.
I can't lose three times in a row.
And you're going to have to pay. Hey, if you lose three times in a row, that means you have to talk in an accent for the whole game.
No, we are not deciding on that.
That'd be cool.
Ace. Looks like the Walking Dead. It's your turn.
Another ace.
Drink.
Cheers.
Two. Just kidding.
You could have pulled for me.
Could have.
Jay.
King, son of a bitch.
It's looking like this was last time. You're gonna say it. Just say it. I know what you're gonna say.
What? Pickleback?
Pickle juice.
Dang, we both said it.
Yeah, come on.
Why not? I was actually thinking more.
Oh, fuck.
You're paying for it?
I'll pay for it. Whoever gets the next king has to take it.
Ten.
Son of a bitch. Three.
Nine.
I wouldn't mind taking it since I'm not paying for it now.
Yeah. So it's between you two.
Four?
Well, you might.
I'm not taking it. Six.
You might take six of them.
That'd be crazy.
Five.
God, can
you
imagine?
Got the casket. That's bad news.
Fuck! King.
You lost three times.
Three times in a fucking row, man.
Three times in a row. Three times in an episode.
Boston is taking a pickleback shot. And we are done. Goodbye. I'm just kidding.
And goodbye.
That's how we end it.
All right. Well, I guess you guys will see me taking a pickleback shot.
Tonight.
On the story. Tonight.
Can they break $100 bills?
Oh.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Can they break 1,000?
All right. This was like a low-key episode, but
this is very,
still pretty very good.
Laid-back episode.
Yeah,
it was raining.
Enjoy our chill
episode.
We drink
a lot during the weekend, all of us.
Yes. It has been
know,
a very long
actually,
weekend.
Actually, I haven't drank in a while,
yeah,
so that's why I'm
like, not
games
skunk.
Just fine.
Yeah,
so
no,
skunk.
It's been a long
been
weekend.
Good.
So, we skunk's hope you guys enjoyed the episode.
Third person now. So
is Punk.
This is Skunk's game. Bye, Skunk.
Bye, Punk.
All right,
skunk
this is
goodbye, Punk.
This is Boston. We will see you guys next time. Or maybe never. Go, go, go.